High weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-70s, winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, 93, with wind gusts at 25. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms around 70, and Sunday, partly sunny, chance of storms, temps at 85. Right now, it's 91.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Strength in the U.S. agricultural economy continued to drive improvement in farm income and credit conditions. Similar to recent quarters, farm loan repayment rates increased at a rapid pace and loan demand remained subdued. Bankers in participating Federal Reserve districts also continued to report further increases in farm income. With support from stronger farm financing and historical low interest rates, farmland values increased by at least 10% in nearly all states. The sharp rebound in the U.S. farm economy over the last year has bolstered farm income and credit conditions. Profit opportunities in the cattle industry remaining more limited than other major commodities. An ongoing drought has also created headwinds for some producers. But strong support from government aid programs has provided ongoing support, and the outlook for farm finances in 2021 has remained strong based on recent reports across Federal Reserve districts. USDA's Economic Research Service predicting total U.S. ag exports for the 2022 fiscal year, reaching a record $177.5 billion. That's up $4 billion from the latest forecast for the 21 reports. The record-breaking forecast, which is the outlook for U.S. agriculture trade, driven primarily by higher export values for soybeans, cotton, and horticulture products. Both of the latest predictions for 21 and 22 also boosted by the ERS decision to change the way it calculates the forecast. They say they're now using the World Trade Organization's definition of agriculture products, which means including commodities like ethanol, distilled spirits, and tobacco products. It also means that the ERS is no longer including commodities like rubber. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY may be off the air briefly Friday mid-afternoon. Evergy is doing some planned maintenance on the transformer near the KNDY studios. Again, we may be off the air briefly mid-afternoon Friday.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. A 16-year-old boy has been hospitalized in serious condition after being hit by a vehicle near the Mulvane High School yesterday morning. That accident happened around 7:30. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office said the teen was crossing the street in a crosswalk when he was hit by an eastbound SUV. The 45-year-old driver told first responders that the sun was in her eyes and she did not see the boy in the crossing. Circumstances of that accident still under investigation. Schools in Wellington, Kansas closed today. In fact, they'll stay that way until September 7th due to COVID-19. The move comes after the school district and the Sumner County Health Department determined three of the district's six buildings had COVID outbreaks. The district also suspending sports practices and other school-related events. And weather forecasters say Kansas temperatures on the declines with highs tomorrow and Sunday only in the upper 80s to low 90s. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expire month's end.
The Wichita Police Department has made an arrest in a deadly hit-and-run accident that left a 37-year-old motorcyclist of Derby dead. The hit-and-run happened around 11:30 Wednesday night, claiming the life of 37-year-old Kenneth Ballinger of Derby. Wichita Police Department's investigation disclosed that an SUV was eastbound, turned in front of the motorcycle, which was traveling westbound. The driver of the SUV fled the scene. 31-year-old Jesus Olave Jr. was booked into jail on suspicion of failure to stop at a deadly accident, operating a vehicle without a license, and other charges. Kansas hospitals doing all they can to acquire traveling nurses as the number of COVID-19 patients rises to levels last seen in January. As of Monday, the state had 407 open travel nurse positions. The Kansas City Star reports traveling nursing positions in Kansas and Missouri can top $5,600 a week, more than three times what nurses make in a regular job. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Nebraska's hospitals even more crowded now than they were at the height of the coronavirus pandemic back in November. That prompted Governor Pete Ricketts to announce a staffing emergency yesterday to try to address the severe shortage of healthcare workers. The state's hospitals were treating 3,162 patients as of Wednesday. That's up from 3,074 on November 20th, when the number of known cases was at its all-time high. Most of the recent hospitalizations aren't virus-related, however. Ricketts says the increase was driven by patients seeking treatment for other medical problems. The former finance director of the Nebraska State Fair has pleaded no contest to three counts of felony theft of money from the fair. 30-year-old Patrick Kopke entered the plea this week and faces up to 20 years in prison on each charge when he's sentenced in October. I'm Rick Averett with your Friday Nebraska News here on the Mid-America Network.
Truck, SUV, that's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select new stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Wall That Heals traveling exhibit is on display and open free to the public 24-7 through Sunday afternoon at 2 at Feldhausen Field, north of the Marysville American Legion. Vic Mushler travels with the exhibit, making its only stop in Kansas this week, and explains the significance.
In the early 90s, it was decided that not everybody can make it to D.C., so we created the Wall That Heals, the Traveling Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall. And that's what we've brought to your community today. Your community has worked hard for actually over 2 years to bring this. This isn't about us at all. This is about your community. Volunteers will erect the 3/4 scale replica of that memorial in Washington, D.C. We also bring with us what's extremely important is the Mobile Education Center. It's a 53-foot tractor trailer, and in that trailer is where all the material is stored for the wall, but the sides of it also open up, and we'll be giving tours throughout the week. So once the memorial is set up in your backyard in this field here, it will be open 24 hours a day.
Mushler will provide additional comments as part of our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. He encourages the community support.
And it'll be open 24 hours a day until 2 o'clock on Sunday. Please don't wait till Sunday to come out here. I know you're in some extreme heat. Come out in the evenings after the sun goes down. Reflect. Read about it. Understand the war. And talk to those veterans. And let's help the community continue that healing. But let's continue that important education.
For those visiting, shuttle stops are running from downtown Marysville to view the wall. The rides are being coordinated in efforts to allow participants in the Boss Nationals car show an opportunity to participate. Several blocks of Broadway downtown are blocked off for the car show, which continues through Saturday. Odell celebrates their annual Community Day Saturday. Car show registration runs 9 to noon, with a show and shine noon to 3. Classic tractors and engines will also be on display. A chicken barbecue is planned at the community building in Odell at noon. A bounce house, free bingo, and ice cream social are Saturday afternoon. Parade begins at 7, and Redneck Olympics will follow with fireworks at 9. Hanover's Hollenberg Pony Express Station comes to life Sunday with the annual Pony Express Festival. A Mochila Exchange at 3 will conclude and highlight the day's activities, which begin at 10:30 and include historic walkthroughs, period demonstrations, music, and food, including burgers and dogs, as well as homemade pies and baked goods, all at the Hollenberg Pony Express Station State Historic Site near Hanover, Sunday. On Sunday, the Pony Express Barn and Museum in Marysville will host author Alan McAllister Ferguson, who will speak on his book entitled America's Heartland Highway, Route 36, Ohio to Colorado. The presentation Sunday at 2 is at the Pony Express Barn in Marysville. KNDY may be off the air briefly Friday mid-afternoon. Evergy is doing some planned maintenance on the transformer near the KNDY studios. Again, we may be off the air briefly mid-afternoon Friday. Rosemary Kennedy, age 99, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort, with the rosary beginning at 10 a.m. Burial in the Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery near Frankfort. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 7, at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Rosemary Kennedy. William D. Bill Peterson, age 64, of Wymore, passed away on Friday. Memorial service is planned Saturday, September 11th, 2 p.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Reception to follow at the Barnston Community Center. Visitation Friday, September 10th, 9 until 6 at the Laughlin Hobbit Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Bill Peterson. Harold Hal Chase, age 88, of Firth, Nebraska, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Living Life Reformed Church in Firth. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 8, at the church in Firth, with Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Hal Chase.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
We will continue to see warm temperatures out there thanks to an upper level ridge and these winds out of the south southwest high pressure system. Temperatures well into the 90s, some areas still in the lower 100s. We do have a low pressure system up front that's going to push into the central, east central parts of the Midwest as we head into tomorrow night through Sunday into Monday, bringing some scattered showers and thunderstorms. And the good news is we'll be back into the 80s, so a little bit of a cool down. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-70s, winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, 93, with wind gust at 25. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low of 70, and Sunday will continue with a chance of storms. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late August, 87. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 64. The record low, 44. Sunset this evening, 8:06. Sunrise in the morning at 6:52.
It's not uncommon to find little rings of toadstools popping up in even the healthiest of lawns. We ask, are they friend or foe? Next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and declining energy levels. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 27th, the 239th day of the year. Actor Aaron Paul has a birthday, and our 36th president, Lyndon B. Johnson, was born in 1908. It's about this time of year, especially in areas that have had abundant rainfall, that people notice toadstools dotting their well-manicured lawns. And the question we often hear is, are they harmful? The short answer is probably not. And here's the longer answer. You should never attempt to eat a mushroom or toadstool you can't positively identify. And while the vast majority are not toxic, it's best to keep small children and pests away from them. And here's some good news. Toadstools are very beneficial to the soil. They break down organic matter, releasing plant nutrients which feed the nearby turf. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. A win for the Royals, a loss for the Wind Surge. We'll start with the boys in blue. Salvador Perez hit his fourth career Grand Slam, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Seattle Mariners 6-4. Perez's 35th home run fueled a 5-run sixth inning during which the team battled around and helped the Royals snap the Mariners' 3-game winning streak. It was the catcher's 5th homer in 7 games on Kansas City's current road trip. The Royals have won 5 of those last 7. The Royals continue the series with the Seattle Mariners this evening. First pitch set for 9:10. The Wichita Wind Surge last night had no answer for Tulsa's starter Jose Martinez, as the offense only recorded 4 hits on the evening in a 4-2 loss to the Tulsa Drillers yesterday at Riverfront Stadium. Wichita has dropped 2 straight, but still remain at the top spot in the league. Those two teams mix it up again this evening. Mid-America Network Sports.
Incredible news from Rusty Egg Ford. As inventory continues to roll in, the amazing offers you've been waiting for are back. It's 0% time again at Rusty Egg Ford.
Now through Labor Day weekend, Rusty Egg Ford is giving you 0% APR financing for 72 months on all new 2021 Ford F-150s in stock. 0% is back. And Rusty Egg Ford is seeing new Ford inventory hit the lot every day. So rush to Rusty Egg Ford for any new 2021 Ford car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. With financing as low as 0%.
Rusty Egg Ford is getting the inventory, and now 0% is back. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing for Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for 72 months is $13.89 per month for 1,000 financed. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire 9/30/21.
The Pac-12 said yesterday it will stand pat with its membership and not look to expand the 12-team conference, making it highly unlikely that the Big 12 schools being left behind by Texas and Oklahoma will find new Power 5 homes. The announcement came 2 days after the Pac-12 Atlantic Coast Conference and Big 10 pledged to work together on governance issues and scheduling agreements in football and basketball. The formation of a three-conference alliance came a little less than a month after the Southeastern Conference invited Texas and Oklahoma to join the league in 2025. The move would coincide with the end of the Big 12's current television contract. With Pac-12 expansion off the board and both the ACC and Big Ten stating publicly that they're content with their current membership, the eight remaining Big 12 schools appear to have limited options beyond sticking together. Again tonight, it's the Royals and the Mariners, the Wind Surge and the Tulsa Drillers, and the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Minnesota Vikings at 7. Mid-America Network Sports.
Jamborees Friday night kick off the high school football season. Area teams will participate in the mini-sessions, which include a limited number of plays on a limited field with a combination of teams. Marysville travels to Hiawatha and will be joined by Sabetha. Valley Heights and Riley County are at Clay Center now. Lynn is hosting Axtell, Blue Valley, and Washington County. Hanover, Wakefield, and Rock Hills are at Clifton Clyde. Frankfort joins Wetmore and Valley Falls at Donovan West. And Centralia joins Perry LeCompton at Nema Hall Central. The Jamborees precede the first games of a season, which kick off for Kansas schools next Friday night. KNDY will feature Marysville at Valley Heights in our first Friday night kickoff coverage. The Coach's Corner with Area Football Coaches preseason look at their teams begins next week, airing each evening following sports at about 5:20. Nebraska teams open the season tonight with Southern at HTRS, and Diller O'Dell plays host to BDS. Volleyball teams open the season Saturday. Marysville Bulldogs host their invitational among area teams hitting the nets.
At Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
When storm clouds close in on your vehicle, rely on Dave's Body Shop to make everything right again. From paintless dent removal to more extensive hail damage, windshield repair and replacement, and more. Dave's Body Shop offers the experience that gets the job done. Let them go to work for you. Whether it's storm damage or an accident, call on Dave's Body Shop west of Marysville on the Pony Express Highway. For 24-hour towing, call them at 562-3283.
Your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit bluevalley.net today.
Brighten your landscape by attracting goldfinches to your garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Create the habitat, provide some food, and wait the arrival of these winged beauties. Goldfinches are strict vegetarians, eating a totally plant-based diet. So fill your garden containers with their favorites. Include members of the aster family like sunflowers, black-eyed Susans, coneflowers, and asters, as well as grasses and native milkweeds. Goldfinches do prefer thistles, but make sure you only grow native varieties that are not considered noxious weeds in your area. Goldfinches breed in June or July when the down of milkweed, cattails, thistles, and dandelions is available for nest building. They also feed the fibrous seeds of these plants to their young. Create nesting habitat and shelter with dense shrubs like dogwoods, elderberry, buttonbush, and hawthorn trees. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Today's rolling hillsides are serene and peaceful, yet it was this very place that was once one of the worst places on earth. We remember a place called Andersonville on this edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, We are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Covering 16 and a half acres of land, Andersonville Prison was designed to confine 10,000 captured Union soldiers. But Alan Marsh at Andersonville National Historic Site says in the summer of 1864, the walls held up to 32,000 POWs.
By August, that's when it reached its peak. Over 100 POWs or prisoners of war were dying every day. Rations were not received every day.
Each prisoner had a spot about 6 foot by 4 foot in which to exist. Marsh says a couple of factors contributed to the 29% death rate at Andersonville.
More and more prisoners were sent, and although the Confederate staff here was saying, don't send any more, we've reached our limit, they could say that all they want to, and I don't think anybody was listening.
Even the Confederate guards here were not immune from the disease and death.
Most of the guards were young boys or young teenagers, and they wanted to be here about as much as anybody else did. I mean, it was horrible for them, too. Many got up and left. Over 200 of the guards died. It was just bad for everybody here.
All told, 12,920 died here, making Andersonville the worst of Civil War prison camps in death rate. By war's end, in the spring of 1865, prisoners were released and guards fled ahead of Union troops. However, the commander of the prison was found and arrested.
Captain Henry Wirtz was arrested. He was not in charge of the whole camp, but he was in charge of the prisoners. And he was taken to Washington, D.C., put on trial, and was the only Confederate officer tried and executed for war crimes during the Civil War.
There were over 400,000 POWs during the course of the Civil War. About 56,000 perished before Lee's surrender at Appomattox. Traveling the countryside in Andersonville, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a real estate and personal property auction for Ron and Sharon Grissom Saturday, August 28th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 404 Park Street in Blue Rapids. Selling a riding mower, a New Holland, 16 horse, 42-inch. Appliances include an upright freezer, electric oven, heavy-duty washer, electric dryer, 110-volt window air conditioner, two recliners, a sleeper sofa, two single rollaway beds, metal and wood cabinets, some tools, including hand and power tools, and a 16-foot aluminum extension ladder. Real estate sells at 11 a.m. This is a one-and-a-half-story, four-bedroom home with detached 24-by-24-foot garage with a lean-to, sitting on a large lot conveniently located across from the New City Pool and the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Upstairs has two bedrooms. There's a partial utility basement, 1,200 square feet of living space, a metal roof with all city utilities, located a half block north of Highway 77 and 9, and would make a great family home or a rental. This real estate and personal property auction for Ron and Sharon Grissom, Saturday, August 28th. Sale begins at 10, real estate sells at 11 at 404 Park Street in Blue Rapids. There will be a personal property auction, including tools, a pickup, mower, guns, and household items for the Galen and Vicki Walters Trust, Sunday, August 29th, beginning at 1 o'clock at 404 Smith Street in Beatty. Selling a 2009 Chevy Silverado 1500 extended cab four-wheel drive pickup, 81,000 miles, John Deere 22-horse 42-inch cut lawn tractor. Tools include an air compressor, bench grinder, battery charger, hose reel, and shop vac. Selling some guns and coins, belt buckles. Household items include a couple of tables with chairs, lighted glass front hutch, three-piece sectional with recliners, two-piece queen-size bedroom set mattress like new, three-piece queen-size bedroom set, some clean kitchen items, and miscellaneous. This personal property auction for Galen and Vicki Walters Trust Sunday begins at 1 o'clock at 404 Smith Street in Beatty. Auctions conducted by Sandstrom and Olmsted Auctioneers.
Your garden may have the answer for a gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Cut some fresh herbs and make flavored vinegar for your favorite foodie as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
We all get tired of the same salad dressings and sauces. Make your own herb-flavored vinegar to spice things up in the kitchen. It also makes a great gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Lisa Treiber is a food safety extension educator at Michigan State University. She recommends 3 to 4 fresh or dried sprigs of herbs to 1 pint of vinegar, either white or apple cider vinegar. The process starts by sterilizing the glass containers for 10 minutes in boiling water. Then you can add the ingredients.
You're going to put the desired amount of herbs into the sterilized glass, then fill it with vinegar. And again, 1 pint of vinegar per 3 to 4 sprigs of herbs. And the vinegar can be hot or cold. Then you're going to cap the jar and store in a cool, dark place for several weeks.
Depending on your tastes, infusing the flavor could take as little as 10 days or as long as 4 weeks. You can sample it from time to time to check its progress. When the vinegar is ready, Treiber says you'll have to strain it.
You're not going to leave that fruit and that herb in the vinegar and then store it that way, because the herbs will start to break down and it'll get, for lack of a better word, gunky faster. You're going to filter it with a cheesecloth or coffee filters and then put in smaller containers, because a lot of times people use like a gallon pickle jar to make a big batch and then filter it and put them in smaller jars if they're making them for gifts.
Treiber says the vinegar should be kept in cool storage and used within 3 months. If the jars are in the refrigerator, it can last up to 8 months. However, the vinegar may change color and there is the potential for fermentation. Learn more about making your own flavored vinegars at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If living out your faith is important to you, then you may want to consider ways your faith can inform your financial decisions. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Your money decisions, big and small, should be in line with what's important to you. Maybe generosity is an important way for you to live out your faith. Or do you enjoy volunteering at your church? Are you passionate about being a good steward of God's creation? Maybe you have a burden for the elderly. No matter your values, you may want to consider aligning your financial strategy to them. When you connect your finances and your faith, you can have the assurance knowing that your goals are funneling up to your purpose in life. If you're unsure how to get started, begin with putting pen to paper. List out the people and organizations you care about, and then look at your financial decisions. Are they aligned with your passions and your talents? If not, create some actionable steps to begin incorporating your faith into your financial decisions.
Bringing automation to the task of scouting crops on the ground. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. Crop Inputs company Corteva is trying out some new tech to do ground-level crop scouting. Nate Coles is with Corteva.
We work, obviously, with different technologies like drones and satellites, which are really good to see above the crop. But when we want to understand what's happening down on the surface of the ground, say what's happening with the soil, or maybe if we want to see ears of corn or fruit on a tree, it's better to see that from the ground.
To do that, Corteva obtained a robot that looks a lot like a dog. In fact, they named it Annie after the Anatolian shepherd dogs that belonged to the company's late founder, Henry Wallace. Again, Nate Coles.
Annie becomes our coworker, and she helps us out in a lot of ways to do the work more effectively, more safely, and more efficiently, possibly doing a process more than one time in the location where we might not have done it previously, just because it becomes more efficient.
In fact, Annie never punches a clock.
She doesn't get bored. She doesn't get tired. She doesn't get thirsty. And so she can work long hours and works really well. And the nice thing is that it brings us a consistency of the data and the quality that is hard to match.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
KNDY may be off the air briefly Friday mid-afternoon. Evergy is doing some planned maintenance on the transformer near the KNDY studios. Again, we may be off the air briefly mid-afternoon Friday.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. A senior Senate Finance Committee Republican says the president should have had a trade agenda and filled ag trade posts by now. The former chair of the Senate panel that deals with trade and finance, Chuck Grassley, sees little action by the Biden administration on trade.
3 months into the administration, haven't seen any movement on free trade agreements. The president has not submitted names for the chief agriculture negotiator for the trade representative office. And there's also a big vacancy in another important position in USDA, that of Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs.
So Grassley is composing a letter.
I'm writing the president, urging him to nominate qualified individuals in these posts so we can get some action. Businesses and farmers rely on export markets, and this leadership vacancy is hurting that effort. every day that goes back without this qualified leadership in these two posts means that the U.S. is disadvantaging ourselves against our agriculture competitors.
Grassley says he doesn't know where things stand on any China Phase 2 talks that were dependent on China's meeting a two-year Phase 1 ag purchase commitments. China fell short last year due to the pandemic. In other news, the USDA announced its intention to designate Puerto Rico and the United States Virgin Islands as a protection zone. That's a World Organization for Animal Health designation that allows the U.S. to maintain its current animal health status should there be the detection of African swine fever or other foreign animal diseases on the island territories. The United States, including Puerto Rico and the United States Virgin Islands, remain free so far of African swine fever. That's a swine-only disease with no implications for human health. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a large three-day farm equipment auction for the Ray O'Neill Estate Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, September 4, 5, and 6. Saturday, selling tools and miscellaneous beginning at 9, as well as some 35 AC tractors 1939 on up, AC and Gleaner combines. Then at 2, moving on to a 2013 Silverado 2500 HD four-wheel drive work truck, less than 36,000 miles, 24-foot tandem axle trailer with ramps, a nice 2010 Bobcat S630 with multiple attachments, Great Plains grain drill and grain wagons. Sunday begins with shop tools and miscellaneous at 10, including hundreds of Alice tractor parts of all kinds. Then at 1, two rings will feature antiques including guns, toys, and more. Sale concludes Monday, September 6th with more parts, salvage items, antique tractors, and machinery. Some 55 antique tractors, many on steel, plus lots of 60s, 70s, and 80s farm machinery. Don't miss this massive collection of antique tractors, equipment, and parts, along with modern machinery, antiques, toys, and guns. Pictures and complete sale listing on the sale bill at KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. Ray O'Neill Estate Auction, September 4, 5, and 6 at the farm, 820 21st Road, Beatty. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. There have been widespread reports of people taking ivermectin to treat symptoms of COVID. Ivermectin is primarily a horse dewormer, and Louisiana Commissioner of Agriculture and Forestry, Dr. Mike Strain, a practicing veterinarian, warned, don't do it.
The World Health Organization issued a statement warning against the use of ivermectin. It says that this antiparasitic drug is being investigated in clinical trials, but ivermectin is incorrectly being used for treatment of COVID-19 without any scientific evidence for its efficacy or safety to treatment of the disease. There are scientific studies that look at the use of ivermectin in a variety of viruses, and that's in the petri dish, against COVID, against HIV, against different types of hepatitis. And at very high doses, they found it did have an effect, but has not been proven to see an effect in clinical treatments of human beings.
He said in some cases, ivermectin could be fatal to humans.
This is a neuroparalytic agent. It interferes with the gamma-aminobutyric acid cycle. It will cross the blood-brain barrier in high doses. And the other thing is that some individuals genetically do not have the protein called the P-glycoprotein that will stop it from crossing the blood-brain barrier. And without that P-glycoprotein, what happens is that it is immediately toxic. And there is no antidote. I'm going to repeat that. There is no antidote. And the fact that we treat symptomatically, but it can cause paralysis, and I have seen it cause death in animals. The New England Journal of Medicine and The Lancet have retracted profiled papers.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Corn and soybean growers are reaping the benefits of cover crops, but may find them a challenge to establish in the fall. Learn why on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Been seeding fall cover crops and finding they're stunted or not growing at all, take a look at your residual herbicide program. A team from the University of Missouri conducted field studies over three consecutive years to evaluate the impact of more than two dozen residual herbicides on eight cover crops. Kevin Bradley is an extension weed scientist at the University of Missouri and says the number one factor is weather. The drier it is, the better chance herbicides will affect cover crop establishment.
The breakdown of most herbicides is associated with microbial activity in the soil. So that microbial activity is going to be far greater under normal damp, wet conditions. But in a drought, that all changes quite a bit. Some herbicides are broken down chemically in the soil, and those processes are also dependent on moisture.
Bradley says it also depends on the species of cover crop. Researchers found that Austrian winter pea was the most sensitive to residual herbicides remaining in the soil. Cereal rye was the least sensitive. Weed scientists are continuing to study the issue. In the meantime, Bradley recommends finding what will work for your own system and develop a plan.
There are herbicides that you can use that almost certainly will not carry over to a cover crop species that you want to use. You need to figure out what cover crops you're interested in. Then you need to look at what herbicides you're planning on using. And you need to really plan it all out way ahead of time.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the impact of herbicides on cover crops at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. We continue with mixed numbers all through our ag futures markets here on Friday. September Kansas City wheat is down 3 3/4 at 7.11 3/4. December is down 5 now. It's a 7.23 1/4. All the back months are down. Interestingly, Minneapolis spring wheat is up, while Chicago and Kansas City wheat have issues. September corn is up 4 at 5.56 3/4. December is up 2.5 at 5.53 1/4. Corn has had some trouble trying to decide where it wants to go today. Up and then down, then up and then down. But right now, back up, at least for a time. In the soybean
complex, things not so good there. Soybeans have had no trouble deciding that they want to stay down today. September beans down 11 and 3 quarters at 13.55 and 3 quarters. November down 4 at 13.22 and a quarter. All the back months are down. And the soybean products are mixed. Meal is lower. Bean oil is higher. September soybean meal is 2.20 lower at 3.54.30. October is down 3.30 at 3.50.30. All the back months are also lower. Bean oil, on the other hand, is on a bit of a rally right now. September bean oil at 61.58, up 25 points. October is at 60.62, up 39 points. So a better look for soybean oil than we're seeing for the meal or the beans themselves. Canola is down. November canola down 90 cents. It's a 9.13.20. All the back months are sharply lower. Cotton is up. October cotton up 95 points at 96.31. In the livestock complex, mixed numbers there. October live cattle now down a dollar at 128.60. Cattle have been bouncing around a bit today, too. October feeder cattle down 70 at 167.57. So we've got issues in the cattle complex. Hogs are on a rally. October hogs up 270 right now at 90.60. And all the back months are up by over a dollar. So a good day so far for hogs. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Incredible news from Rossi Ag Ford. As inventory continues to roll in, the amazing offers you've been waiting for are back. It's 0% time again at Rossi Ag Ford.
Now through Labor Day weekend, Rossi Ag Ford is giving you 0% APR financing for 72 months on all new 2021 Ford F-150s in stock. 0% is back. And Rossi Ag Ford is seeing new Ford inventory hit the lot every day. So rush to Rossi Ag Ford for any new 2021 Ford car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. With financing as low as 0%.
Rossi Ag Ford is getting the inventory, and now 0% is back. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing for Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for 72 months is $13.89 per month for 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire 9/30/20.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with this station.
KNDY.
KNDY may be off the air briefly Friday mid-afternoon. Evergy is doing some planned maintenance on the transformer near the KNDY studios. Again, we may be off the air briefly mid-afternoon Friday.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.